All that about the thunder of the drums, sunlight flashing on armor, magnificent destriers snorting and prancing. Well, the drums gave me headaches. The sunlight flashing on my armor cooked me up like a harvest-day goose. And those magnificent destriers shit everywhere. Not that I'm complaining, compared to the hospitality I enjoyed in the Vale of Arran. Drums, horseshit, and fly bites are my favorite things. Littlefinger laughed.
Well said, Lannister. Man of my own heart.
Tyrion smiled at him, remembering a certain dagger with a dragonbone hilt and a Valyrian steel blade. We must have a talk about that, and soon. He wondered if Lord Petyr would find that subject amusing as well. "Please," he told them, "do let me be of service in whatever small way I can."
Cersei read the letter again.
"How many men have you brought with you?" "A few hundred, my own men chiefly. Father was loath to part with any of his. He is fighting a war, after all."
"What use will your few hundred men be if Renly marches on the city, or Stannis sails from Dragonstone?"
"I ask for an army, and my father sends me a dwarf. The king names the hand, with the consent of council. Joffrey named our lord father."
"And our lord father named me."
"He cannot do that, not without Joff's consent.